good morning. First of all, I thank Almighty God for giving me this privilege to be with you once again. I'm very happy, more than happier. Let us stand on our feet as the word of God is coming and pray. Please let us stand on our feet. Pray. Almighty God, in whom is no darkness at all, grant us the light of thy holy perpetually and shine unto thy darkness of our heart by opening thy word to us, the word of truth, of strength, and of heavenly comfort, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. God richly bless you. Today is a special day, as we all know. We are going to celebrate the Lord's Supper, which is very, very important. But today, I want to share something special with you. We will drink, we will eat, but after we drink and we eat, what next? That is the most important thing. Now, the main topic or the title or the theme of my message, Christ's death for the believer's redemption from sin and condemnation. As we all know, Christ came and he died for our sins, as we all know. But let me tell you one thing, that today is a special day. Today is a day of remembrance. And as I'm moving quickly, today is we are celebrating the Lord's Supper. But the reason why are we celebrating it? And what are its importance? As we all know, in the Bible we have two covenants. That is the Old Testament covenant and the New Testament covenant. But one thing I want you to know, I want to shift slightly to the Old Covenant, because if you go through the Old Covenant, you'll see the picture of Jesus in the Old Covenant. Listen to me very carefully. As we all know, Adam sinned, and because of sin, the Bible said there was a separation between man and God. As we all know. But anytime there is a sin, it separates God and man. And the Bible says, when Adam and Eve sinned, there is a separation between man and God. God was annoyed with Adam and Eve. But let me tell you something. God did something special. The Bible says when they sinned, They saw themselves nakedness. Anytime sin enter into man, there is a disgrace. So the Bible says immediately they sinned against God, there was a separation. And the Bible said, when God called Adam, Adam, where are you? He said, Daddy, I'm naked. He said, who told you you are naked? But one wonderful thing that the Lord did was that the Bible says they tried to cover themselves with leaves so that no one will see their nakedness. But that couldn't help them. So the Bible said, God himself kill a lamb and use the skin to cover them. If you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, you'll see something special there. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, the Lord God made a garment of skin and covered them. Skin means the outer limited layer of an animal body. So which means something has been sacrificed to save them from their sin. And as we all know, the Bible says Christ is our Passover lamb. So Jesus in the Old Testament, see the picture, you will get the picture clearly. That's the Old Testament. And when the Israelites also are in Egypt, they sinned and they went through captivity. But Moses prayed and the Lord said, I will save them. Pharaoh said, no way, I will not allow them to go. God did so many miracles, nothing happens. God did so many miracles, about seven miracles, nothing happens. But there is a one miracle that God told Moses, kill a lamb, use the blood, and that day I will pass over. When I pass over, I will not destroy the Israelites. So, the Bible said, Moses took a lamb and killed it. They used the blood, but there is instruction. And I want us to see something here. The Bible said, Jesus, he is our Passover lamb. So God told Moses in Exodus chapter 12, verse 7. Then they are to take the blood and put it on the cedar top of the door flame. They should use the blood, the Passover lamb, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. We have the old covenant and the new covenant. But it's the same similar and the same pattern used by God. So, God gave them instruction. When you kill the goat or the sheep, the one thing for you to do, what? That's Exodus chapter 12, verse 8. They are to eat the meat roasted with fire along with bitter herbs and bread. Praise God. Praise the Lord. They should eat the meat roasted, not cooked, in water. Hello? So when Jesus died and resurrected, he told his disciples, you should wait and pray and ask for the Holy Spirit, and it will come to you as a fire for us, for you to go. Praise God. There's something happening in here, and I want everybody to listen very carefully. I know it says the Last Supper, but there is something here. Two, Moses told them, and they should prepare a bread made without yeast. They should prepare bread. They shouldn't eat the meat alone. They should prepare it. And they should prepare a special bread. And that bread, they should not add white yeast into it. Because the yeast represents corruption, sin, evil, and moral impunity. Because Jesus is the Passover lamb. And the Bible said there's no sin in Jesus. And Jesus represents the body of Jesus. That's the bread, represent Jesus. So God instructed them not to add any yeast into the bread. They should eat it just like that. And immediately they took the bread. Then Moses just instructed them once again. He said, when you eat, Exodus chapter 12, verse 46, it must be eat inside one house. But make sure, do not break any bone. When you kill the lamb, eat it all, but make sure that you will not break the bone. Because that goat, that sheep represents Jesus Christ. That is the Passover lamb. And the time Jesus was crucified, the Bible said none of his bone was broken. That is the new covenant. I'm telling you, Jesus, he is Lord. And he is the Savior. No one can save you. I want you to believe Jesus and to obey according to his word. This is the Old Testament. This is the new covenant, old covenant. But let's see the new covenant. The old covenant, you see how the whole thing is. And the Bible says, Jesus, he is our Passover lamb. And God is going to use the same method in the New Testament. Jesus is going to use the same method. So when you read the Bible, as our sister read it right now, the Bible says, he took the bread. You know, we have bread here. And he gave thanks unto the Lord. And he break it. And give each of every apostles pieces. What does it mean? Praise God. The body, the bread, represents the church. The body means the church. So he gave the pieces. He gave Peter peace, James peace, because with that togetherness, we can build a unity church.
Without togetherness, we can never progress in our lives. So Jesus told them, no, you have something special in you. Take this bread. As today we are coming to enjoy and be with the Lord here. But what does it mean? It means you have a role to play to support this ministry to grow. Not just eating the bread. He gave them the pieces and he commanded them to do something, to proclaim, to preach his word. So as we are now going to celebrate the Last Supper, it is good. But let us see the importance of it. And the one wonderful thing Jesus did, he said, do this in remembrance of me. And you can only remember someone, whether bad or good. Praise God. And I remember one thing. Immediately, something special is happening like this. I remember one thing. Even Judas Iscariot ate with Jesus. Jesus feed. He gave him some of the blood. Some of the blood. And the bread. If it were me and you, would you give it? The one who is going to betray you, will you feed him? Huh? Can you do that? The one who is going to betray you, the one who is going to kill you, then you give him some bread. Oh, please enjoy it. Do that. But Jesus doesn't mind. He gave Judas. Judas also, oh, Jesus. Nice man. But he was a betrayer. So this means, as a Christians and believers, today is a special day. But immediately we take this bread and wine. Whatness, we have to be able to relate even with our enemies. Hello? We have to love our enemies. Praise God. This is what Jesus did. And you know one thing, we need to repent. He said, immediately we are coming on the Lord's table. We need to examine ourselves. Go through us. See yourself. What is hidden within you? Are you doing something bad? Because when there's sin, you need to pray for forgiveness before coming to the Lord's table. That is true. And that is right. You know, God, Jesus always need us to repent. We need repentance. Because Peter, he also sinned. But Peter quickly repented. He denied Jesus. I don't know this man. What are you talking about? Forget about this man and leave me alone. Wow. Praise God. But later, he cried, said, Lord, forgive me and give me more power. And Jesus did exactly that. But Judas Iscariot couldn't even repent and come into his senses. Just went out and killed himself. There are so many people, there are so many Christians, when they go through trial and tribulation, the best thing for them to commit suicide. I'm telling you, That is not good. Keep your trust in the Lord and come to the Lord and you will be forgiven again. There is a chance. Don't go and commit suicide as Judas did. Praise God. But we need to come to repentance. Brothers and sisters, it is good for us to be Christians. It is good for us to be believers. That is right. But after receiving Jesus Christ, after eating this, are you still going to quarrel with your wife, with your husband, again? Or what next? That matters most. And Jesus forgave us our sins. So we also need forgive our brothers and sisters when they offend us. And you know one thing I like about Jesus, even on the cross, there was a sinner, two sinners, criminals. And you know, immediately you sinned and you repented, you will be forgiven. I'm telling you, no matter what the situation, you will be forgiven. Because one of the criminals asked Jesus, if you are a son of God, save yourself and save us. And one criminal said, hey, what do you mean? What are you talking about? We deserve to be here. But this man, he is a perfect man. And he said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me. Jesus said, I will remember you. Even today, praise God. If we can change our mind and our attitude toward God and repent from our sins, God will forgive us. Today is a special day. Praise God. But I want you to know one thing. And that thing is, by his blood, Jesus accomplished the followings. I want you to jot it down. All this what you are doing right now about the death of Jesus and the resurrection. So the blood of Jesus accomplished the following. His blood forgive the sins of all who repent and believe. His blood forgives us all who repent and believe. That's Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Two, his blood justifies all who believes in him. His blood justifies all who believes in him. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 24 to 25. His blood cleans believers without guilt in full assurance of faith. Praise God. So through his blood we are clean. We need to do our best. We need to love. I want each of everyone. Go inside within you. Pray. And the Lord will surely forgive you. We know today is a special day, the Last Supper. Hello? Every year we celebrate, praise God. But you have a role to play in this church. are you doing?
Some are choirs. Some are preachers. Some are taking care of the kids. Immediately you took the bread, you have a responsibility and a role to play. In the body of Christ, the Lord is good. I'm telling you one thing. When I was in Ghana, I was only pastor who was able to debate with our friends Muslims. And when you read Surah, the book of Surah, it tells you, Jesus, he is the only one. And he will come again to judge this world. And the Quran said, there's no sin in Jesus Christ. He is a perfect man. Praise God. I want you to trust Jesus. I want you to believe Jesus. Let us get away from our sins. Let us love each other. Praise God. And as we are coming today to partake this special, the Last Supper, I know you will never be the same. But remember, Christ said, remember me. Immediately you take this, remember me. What are the good things? Remember Jesus. What are you remember Jesus for? Is it for good or bad? I know everybody is good. The Bible says he cares. The Bible says he loves. You know, praise God. And we must also do the same thing as Jesus did. We shouldn't take the bread and go home and quarrel with our wives and start fighting. Within short time, 911, 911, 911, that's America. 911, I'll call the one. That will not solve the problem. Praise God. Praise God. 911 will not solve the problem. Praise God. The problem will solve by love and forgiveness. Praise God. May God bless you as you are here this morning. And I know you will never be the same. Now you are coming with the Lord. You are coming here to take this special with the Lord. It's a special invitation. Praise God. And I know you will never be the same. May the good Lord be with you as all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. God bless you for listening to this special message. Praise God. And after listening to this message, quickly take something from it. Hello? Don't come and eat and go. No. Praise God. If you don't love, immediately you take something, start kissing your, oh, hello, honey, I love you. That's right. Praise God. Start to share the good word of the Lord to people. May God bless you. Amen. Let us stand on our feet and pray. I want to sing one Ghana song, but maybe you don't know, but I'll sing. But you listen to me as I'm singing, and I'll pray shortly. Oh, no, Kwarifu, eh, ajo, nyamie, yeyi, yeyi wa. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. I pray that your Holy Spirit will give us understanding of your word. So that at the end of this special program, your name will be glorified. name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.